Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every morning
with the Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
All UNLV basketball bases covered all at once. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach, I like being able to say this, the head coach of your defending Mountain West Conference champion, UNLV Lady Rebels.
All right.
Head KO. And the head coach of your UNLV Running Rebels that are doing something that we have never done ever before on Friday night. Hello, Marvin Menzies.
Hey, how's it going?
So I'm going to start with you, Coach Menzies. Have we tested this whole basketball court in the tailgate area concept?
We are watching the weather closely. Rain and wind.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Think about it either.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll shoot with angles if the wind is high. It'll be really fun.
So. Yeah, you know, and so what's happening is the first look, which has been called the Scarlet and Gray Showcase, which has been called First Look, which has been called a million different things.
Right.
So we've tried different stuff. Downtown Las Vegas Event Center, right there on Fremont Street a few years ago. Obviously in the Thomas and Mack for years. Where else have we taken that thing?
Yeah, that's
I think
about
it's
it.
Pretty
I can
much
think
it.
Of, yeah.
And then now... I'm like, okay.
Hey, if okay. It's new, let's give it a shot. Let's see how it works. You know, I did think it was a good idea when they brought it to us, just with the having a built-in audience there of the all the Rebel fans that come to the football game and being able to touch maybe some folks that, you know, are already built-in Rebel fans, but maybe or maybe not, you know, our basketball folks that we want to make sure they get a first-hand look. And so we thought both K and I felt like, damn, that's hard to say. K-O-N-I.
K-O-N-I. K-O-N-I, yes.
Is that a word? Is that a word? I don't know. Koenig? I don't know. Anyway, so we're looking forward to going down and just kind of, you know, doing the whole fan interaction deal, man. Autographs and posters, and we're going to have some shooting competitions. And, you know, KO squad is awesome this year. I can't wait to see them. Yeah. I haven't, contrary to popular belief, I haven't been able to see them even though we're on campus. So this will be my first look at the Lady Rebels.
Right, right. And once again, in the Mountain West, as it always seems to be, it's a division of the haves and have-nots.
Absolutely.
We, by all preseason predictions, are in that group of haves.
Right, just barely.
Literally. Well, but it's like half. 6-6. Yeah, it's top half. Yeah.
Right.
But as you look at it, I mean, obviously, that school to the north that shall not be named.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
That school to the north is going to be pretty good.
I love this place.
But then when you talk about...
It's my happy place right now.
When you talk about the school that wears blue. But then when you talk about your Fresno States and your New Mexico's and your San Diego States, and who else is in there besides us? And that school up north.
Right.
But when you talk about those other three and then us, I mean, really, we got as good a shot as anybody else, right?
There's no question about it. You know, we've got a... I love this team. We've got some experience in Noah and Shakur and Chris as seniors. And then we've got a really, really young, talented group in the freshman and sophomore, the 11 of them that I think are going to be rock star Rebels in the future. They're just, they're babies, but they're going to have their growing pains. But I think by the end of the season, they're going to be popping. And hopefully we'll surprise some folks and finish a lot higher than where we were picked. So we're using it for motivation.
UNLV men's basketball head coach Marvin Menzies with the Chet Buchanan Show again Friday at Sam Boyd Stadium. First look at 5:30 out in the tailgate area, which is going to be crazy.
Coach Menzies, is your recruiting style, is your plan that you lay out every year, is to go find players with the most difficult pronunciations available in all of college basketball?
You know, I guess it depends on where you were raised. I mean, they all know each other's name great. I don't know. Everybody keeps
They're
saying
it.
Everybody's
That's
like,
funny.
Yeah, you know, and if you look at the what do they call the deal when you, the phonetic, the, no, the, you know, when
the
right next to the pronunciation,
nope.
Is that
yeah,
what it's
yeah,
called?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I thought it was much more difficult than that. Anyway, when you look at that and you read it, like,
Yeah.
Joel. Like, Joel's last name is Tombe. It's Tombe.
It's Tombe.
It's easy. It's but easy. The N just throws everybody off. Yeah,
there's,
you know?
there's a random N in there that just screws everybody.
Oh, man. You just got to know, when it comes to international names, you just got to know what letters are silent. If you just if you know the silent letters, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Although somebody said to me when I, you know, when the news broke that I was coming back and all that kind of stuff, and they were like, "Oh, good luck with those names." I'm like, "Ain't my job."
Right.
I said, that is not yeah. up to me.
The PA guy at BYU, it's really, you know, easy. It's Smith.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going down a road.
We're going to leave that alone. They're coming here to town. Don't give them any bulletin board material.
That's a road I don't think we need to go down. And how good does that feel, Kathy, that defending Mountain awesome. West Conference champions?
It makes me think we need to work a little harder right now and get after it in practice. I mean, yeah.
Target. You got the target on your back a little bit.
We had a great run last year. I had a really good group of young ladies that worked extremely hard. This year, you know, it's different. Like Coach just said, you have a target on your back. You got to come in. You got to produce and perform every day and get better every day. And that's what we're trying to do right now. We're psyched about the first look, though. What Coach was saying, it's just a new idea, a fresh idea. Let's go out and put the court.
Yeah.
At Sam Boyd, no big deal, and play some basketball outside. Yeah. So, I mean, we have trouble sometimes shooting in the gym. It'll be very interesting to see how we shoot outside.
That's not nice. That is UNLV women's head basketball coach, Kathy Olivier.
Do you take this opportunity, though, to, like, all the young kids that come out, maybe they're in middle school, early high school, and you're like, kind of scouting just a little bit? I mean, like, not officially.
Well, they're not shooting. It's not like like they're going to run them through drills.
No, sometimes we might have fan participation. So you're thinking we're going to do some recruiting there. We always love to recruit locally.
This is true.
That's our thing right now. We're on fire. So we're going to keep trying to do that. And we just love the community support. We love trying to get the locals come be Lady Rebels. I mean, whatever we can do to get the fan support popping and cracking, we're all for it.
Have the Aces, with them coming to town, has that helped you?
Yeah,
do you think?
Definitely. You have WNBA basketball right in your backyard. The Aces actually practice and work out at UNLV in Cox Practice Court, where we do our workouts.
Oh, they, sure.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard, but we let them do that. And in return, MGM, they just gave us a whole new locker room.
Oh, wow.
I did not
know. It's beautiful. It's really? Beautiful. So, yeah. So we have a partnership and we're really proud of that. That's awesome. Girls, you know, the young ladies, the Aces come and they do a lot of shooting there. And our team can see how hard the professionals are working and know that we do the same. And they look up to them. They're mentors. They look up to them. And we had Brooke, you know, Brooke made the team last year for a couple games. And you know, I think it's always great when you have a professional team in town. I mean, Vegas is popping right now. It's a total sports city, and we're in heaven about the whole thing.
You talk about that work. Kelsey Plum was the best player in college basketball, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Okay.
Kelsey was always, we would show up.
Always
we were there,
shooting.
We always shooting. We were there 3.5 hours before the game just because of the way the rules work and how much rehearsal time you get and whatever. Kelsey would be there shooting.
Wow.
You know,
I believe
and the other, Kayla McBride worked so hard. Mariah Jefferson coming back from her injury worked. So it was impressive. And you realize that's their job. That's their profession. And that's the level that you've got to start at.
Yeah. And they take so much pride in being good. You know, they want to be great. They don't just want to be good. You have Lambeer in there that he's coaching them up. And I mean, it's amazing. Kelsey, it's funny you even bring that up because we went in there one night. It was late. And I had a couple of players in there. And she was in there literally putting up shots.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're working. Anytime you have a WNBA professional team right there on campus, right here in your backyard, I think it's always a huge plus for the program.
Well, it all fires up here in just a couple of weeks. I mean, it's close. First look Friday night, and then the season gets started right after Halloween. Best of luck. We'll see a lot of each other this fall.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We appreciate all the support you give us, too.
Well, man. Hey, not to make this about me, but I'm glad to be back, and I'm excited.
We're
glad to have you back.
Man, I'm excited. No, let's get out to Cox Pavilion. Let's get back into the Thomas and Mack. Let's get loud. Let's get rowdy. Let's get fired up.
Let's do it.
Let's make it tough. Let's make it tough on those Lobos. Let's make it tough on those San Diego State, whatever they are.
I don't know.
And that school up north, all I'm telling you is real rebels. Don't let folks in blue buy tickets from them.
Fire up rebels.
Exactly.
Fire up rebels. Let's get this basketball season rolling.
Yeah. It's great to see you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.